It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? Y'all get a close up look.
This is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Hey, live on a Wednesday. Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. Listen, man, we here on another Wednesday, having a hell of a week, having a hell of a day, about to have a hell of a podcast. And listen, man, I'm happy to be back here on another podcast, man. I really have a lot of fun with this joint. We educating, entertaining, we having fun, we cooking big backs, we cooking all types of people, all types of communities, and we're going to do the same thing today. So listen, if it is your first time watching, I ask that you hit the like button. If you are a returner, I ask that you hit the like button. And my camera been acting up, but I'm going to just turn it off and turn it back on if it start acting up. But we here now. It's doing well so far. And you probably asking why you need to hit the like button. Because this is the best fitness podcast out. The coolest fitness podcast out. The coldest fitness podcast out. The illest, the dopest fitness podcast out. There go my camera tripping. But listen, man, don't you go ahead and hit the like button while I turn this camera back on. Give me 2 seconds.
All right, we should be good now. Got our last camera. I don't know what's up with this camera, but anyway, make sure y'all hit the like button.
Might have to switch to my laptop camera, but it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. But anyway, man, let's get in these comments. Oh, before I get in these comments, ninjas.
I'm not going to say what race, what
before
people,
I get in these comments. What's up with grown men getting mad at a grown man telling grown men to get in shape? And then all they do is give Diddy allegations.
No Diddy, you know?
If you look at my Instagram story right now, y'all. The dude said, I said, fellas need to get in shape. The dude called me Marty Downlow.
No Diddy, you know?
First of all, Paul.
Yo, that's passive. That's passive course.
Hey, fellas, we got to tighten up, man. But we're going to talk about the fellas on this episode because it's getting crazy out here. Anyway, let's get in these comments, man. Early check-in. My bad. Michael Hawkins, welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
I didn't mean to press that button. Wicked Scorpion, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Mona, 100 days till summer, and my beach body is hella ready. Okay.
Dom DeMarco.
Vergoian Vixen, welcome back. Machete, what's good? Welcome back. Mona said, Michael, you know the Fit Fam, stay ready. Absolutely. Doug Palmer, what up? Quincy, yo. Jennifer, yo, if you think it's finally time to get the summer body ready because you've been taking the fall and winter, taking the fall and winter is over, don't watch the podcast. You know the vibes. They call you down. They call you down low because their tea is low. Diddy got nothing to do with that. He got his own problems, man. Big Spider in the building. Love your take on LeBron and Stephen A. But Stephen A, as a man, got to be ready for whatever comes with speaking on another grown man in person. I agree with that. I agree with it. But, hey, LeBron got to stop being sensitive at the same time. Jenny, what up, Jenny? Live on a Wednesday. Hey. Mamba Ross, what's good, my guy? Shy, what's good? And Mark Carter, what's good, Mark Carter? Hey, listen, with all that being said, we got to get this episode started. Make sure y'all hit the like button. You know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Let's get it started. If you want a summer body, but be Buffalo the body, the other 9 months, don't watch the podcast. Broke 3 bones in my foot, but we'll still find things to do in the gym. Absolutely. All right, man. We got rappers. Minjas.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
This is what happens when you get out of shape. You see the title. This is what happens when you get out of shape. When you try to do things that you don't normally do, movements that you don't normally do, you're going to look like this ninja right here. Let's check it out. Okay. 47-year-old high-calorie rapper needs go out on stage. First of all, why are you rapping at 47?
Nope.
Second of all, why are you jumping off the stage and you ain't done a squat in years?
Nope.
You ain't done a squat jump in years?
Nope.
You haven't done a lunge?
Nope.
You haven't done a step up?
Nope.
Ninja, you barely could get out the car.
Nope.
Ninja, you barely could get up off the toilet.
Nope.
Ninja, you barely could get up off the couch after drinking Bud Lights after watching OKC play.
Nope.
What is wrong with you?
Robbie Speed. Like a leaf. Speed like
me. Oh, brother.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Look at it one more time. Oh, brother. Yeah, he hurt some. He got a concussion.
Like a leaf. Speak like
me. Remember, my leg went out.
That's what happens. That's what happens. And people will neglect their exercise. They'll neglect healthy habits. They'll neglect their diet. And expect to be able to do something like this when the time is right. Not that any of y'all will be jumping off a stage. But like I always tell y'all, y'all never want to be in a situation where you have to do an athletic move and you're not prepared. And you end up like this ninja. And now you on the internet and people laughing at you. Y'all got to tighten up, man. Y'all got to tighten up. Where we at in the comments? My leg went out.
My leg went out.
The leg did go out. Mark Carter, the leg did go out.
My leg went out.
His knees went out.
My leg went out.
Drunk plus overweight sound like a terrible idea. Awful idea. His brain wrote a check. His legs couldn't cash. Yep. Fix K. He really thought he was going to land on his feet. Bro landed on his.
Belly, belly.
Bro, I love how y'all got the sounds in the comments.
My leg went out.
Faison Love got to chill.
Let him cook.
I knew my leg gave out was the button to play.
My leg went out.
I knew what you meant, bro. Put your shirt back on for the sake of humanity. My leg went out.
My leg went out.
Belly, belly.
Fat boy shirtless and sagging his pants. Facts.
No diddy, you know.
Look like a dead fish. If you 47-year-old rapper and not already successful, just go work for Metro and be a stepdad and don't watch the podcast. Bro, stepdad's going to come after you, Spider-Mo. You keep playing. I ain't never skipping leg day. I don't give a fuck how tired I am. That's one thing. Man. I did leg day on Monday. I dread leg day, but I don't want to look like this ninja.
I'm not going to say what race, so, what people.
So I'm going to do leg day. Somebody better come grab Dave Blunt's daddy. That's Uncle Dave Blunt's.
What?
All he need is a girdle for men. My man down for the count. Yeah, listen, man. That's what happens when you get out of shape. You're going to try to do an athletic movement and look like this clown right here. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's keep this podcast going. So we just getting started. We just getting started. Everyone wants to be a rapper, but they always rap about the same thing over and over again. And yeah, 47 years old and trying to be a rapper, you might as well get a real job. Go clock in, big dog. It's okay. Put your pride to the side and put that belly to the side.
Belly, belly?
Because that ain't the profession for you, clearly. You don't have a future in jumping off stages. Wrap it up. High calorie is hilarious, by the way. Facts. KFC, oh boy. KFC, oh boy, as well. That is an upgrade from Dave Blunt, 47-year-old rapper. That was failure before the fall. All right, man. Hey, listen. We killing y'all on this episode, man. Let's keep it going. Hit the like button, bro. All right, we taking it to church. Why? Listen, ladies, I love y'all.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Before I do this, why are the women in the church so big back? Specifically the black church. We got diabetes in the black church. We got heart disease in the black church. And we got this girl here talking about it right here. Let's check it out. He want to be 50 Cent, but he 50 stitches. Get you an application already. All right, let's check out the homie, Divine Truth Teller, talking about these big back women at church.
Is it that church women are always big as hell? Why they always...
Uh-oh.
Always got these big ass arms. Why they always got this big ass back? Why do they always got this huge double chin? I'm going to tell you why a lot of church women...
I'm going to tell you why.
You go fry some chicken, you go...
I'm going to tell you why.
Bacon has its own oil.
That's part of the reason why.
Women are morbidly obese and why they are undesirable. Because they lack accountability, right? This is what religion has done.
Yeah, they lack accountability. They just trying to pray the belly hard. Lord, will you help me get rid of this belly? And Lord said,
nope.
Let's keep it going.
To black people. Religion has made you complacent and stagnant in your bullshit.
Uh-oh. Was she cooking? Was she cooking?
Let him cook.
I think she was cooking. Listen, the church, first of all, y'all got to stop having the meals at the church.
Lord, I had chicken from Popeyes.
Y'all going straight from church to, y'all had the meal after church, it'd be straight fried chicken, mac and cheese, greens, beans, tomatoes.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name.
You can't go in a black church and not see no big back women.
Big back activity.
And that's not hate. That's the truth.
Big back activity.
Go to any black church in D.C. or Maryland. It's full of them. All age ranges. 60s. 50s, 40s, 30s, and the 20s as well. It don't matter what the age group is, it's all over. We got to start preaching fitness in the church. Because I don't know what part of the Bible told you to be a glutton. I don't know what part of the Bible told you to be at brunch, bottomless mimosa every Sunday after church. But it's getting crazy out here.
Why is it that church women are always big as hell? Why they always got these big ass arms? Why they always got this big ass back? Why do they always got this huge double chin? I'm gonna tell you why a lot of church women are morbidly obese and why they are undesirable.
Oh,
because
man.
They lack accountability, right? See, this is what religion has done to black people. Religion has made you complacent and stagnant in your bullshit.
She's cooking.
Let him cook.
Shout out to the homie Divine Truth Teller. We're going to look at that again, but let's get in these comments because y'all in the comments talking y'all ish. Big mama arms burning on the stove.
Belly, belly.
A big back church of gluttony and greed. BBCGG. Pause.
No diddy, you know.
We have BBCGG Baptist. I've been to mostly suburban white people churches, and a lot of them women there are in shape for whatever reason. In black churches, the women are fat probably because black churches are in some ghetto somewhere. Yes, surrounded by fast food, and they're eating fast food right after service. little thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists, you can tell who's gonna have big moms early.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists, you can tell who's gonna have big mama arms early.
Karan Butler cooking, you're out of here. Karan Butler, bruh. Come on, yo. That's crazy.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here, buddy. Jesus Christ is only man that will accept them as they are. Nah, there's some ninjas that will,
I'm
too.
I'm not going to say what race.
And we're going to see that later in the podcast. We're going to see the ninjas that's encouraging it. People in the ghetto are typically not eating healthy. Absolutely not. I remember when churches had workout nights. When was that?
Nope.
Not in 2025.
Nope.
Not in 2020.
Nope.
Not in 2015.
Nope.
Maybe in 2005, but not no 2025.
Nope.
All that food with them weak-ass dinner rolls. Yeah, do you know how they got them dinner rolls?
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
That's how they got them dinner rolls. As soon as they find Jesus, they find the kitchen and the barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
They probably think God made them to be a big back. Yeah.
Big back activity.
You know, God didn't make small bodies for everybody. That man needs to accept you as you are. You can still be a good mother. As church. The church I used to go to had block parties and volleyball nights during summertime. You can't be fat while playing volleyball or basketball. Damn, I ain't never heard of that. Not down here. Her wig hiding in big and roll edges. You're out of here, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here. I thought gluttony was a sin. Everybody wanted to be fat like kings back in the day. They said it meant royalty, and these niggas fat with bad credit. I need more information from my community. Jenny, your communities might get a break today. Yeah, Jenny's community got a break today. We got you last podcast, but I'll get you soon, Jenny. Don't worry. Big Back's going to be seeing Jesus sooner than they planned if they don't get it together. What's up, dog? God made them with big bones. Yep, that's what they say. I can't unsee Karan Butler, bro. Show the wife who he is and she dying. Y'all are terrible. Y'all are terrible. Karan Butler is crazy. I should have added pretty please. Didn't mean to be rude. Nah, you good? Last time I checked, this is in the middle of Eastern Africa. This is in the Middle Eastern Africa. Asian churches are not overweight. Interesting. Yeah. Only the black church. Only the black American church.
Is it that church women are always big as hell? Why they always got these big ass arms? Why they always got this big ass back? Why do they always got this huge double chin? I'm going to tell you why a lot of church women are morbidly obese and why they are undesirable. Because they lack accountability, right? See, this is what religion has done to black people. Religion has made you complacent and stagnant in your bullshit.
I agree. Shout out to her. I've been at a mosque before. Didn't see one fat person. Never seen that. Why? When are you going to show Asian big backs? When they do some big back shit. Asian, the least obese people in the country, so it ain't going to be too many of them, brother. It'd be white people and black people and Hispanics. All my white friends say cool beans. What that mean? Hey, shut up, bro. They're out there. A lot of Asian people I met are skinny. Yeah, they don't be fat. They got discipline. Culture problem, not a religion problem, exactly. I can't believe they fell for the big bone nonsense. All human bones are same diameter. Only animals have big bones. Yep. Let her cook. Yep. What's up, Joe Thomas? I have a couple of them. I have a coworker like that. Live on a Wednesday. All right, we got Tony Fine here talking her ish. Everybody keeps sending me this joint, telling me to collab with her. Had her on the podcast before. Let's check her out.
210 pounds, what should I do? You should eat less. 5 meals a day is gluttonous? No, you are. You're the one walking around with a double chin and only eating 1 meal a day.
Damn.
Wrapping your stomach in saran wrap and Vicks vapor rub at night does absolutely nothing. You did it.
That ain't doing shit for you.
Last night and you woke up and your stomach is still big.
Damn.
You weigh 77 kilograms. Can I lose 37.5 by the summer if you cut off both legs?
Damn.
You know what? I'm sorry. I want you to still be able to hop around. So cut off one leg and one arm. You need to lose 20 pounds. You need to eat less than. You Damn. Eat one meal a day and your back is as big as a linebacker.
Oh, shit. Dom DeMarco. And y'all think I mean.
That's gluttony. Oh, okay. I feel bad because I'm eating my Big Back meal right now. Yes, that's why your back is big. Why do you feel bad?
Big Back activity.
Your bed should feel bad. How much weight you putting on it?
Damn.
The average American eats almost 4,000 calories a day. You eat 4,000 calories a day. That's why you don't have no profile photo.
Damn.
Big Back activity.
Hold up. I got to start going live and cooking Big Backs because this is entertaining.
I eat 2,000 calories a day. Okay, that's why I got a profile photo.
Oh,
you want
wow.
Gatorade and Powerade every time you drink. For what? When's the last time you were on the gridiron? I know you might be shaped like a linebacker, but when's the last time you actually was on the gridiron talking about blue 42?
Oh, wow.
How about prune juice? You've had enough prune juice. If you can't doodle, just drink more water.
Damn.
Some meals that you eat will just taste like a better looking body. That's it.
Everybody keeps sending me that joint. Like, y'all need to get on the podcast together. So, we working on it. We working on it. We working on it, man. See Marty Fit working on it. One meal and you still got a double chin. She's cooking.
Let him cook.
She's definitely cooking. You're not going to naturally see thick Asian women on a daily basis unless you're at the gym. But out and about, probably not a whole lot. Facts. I am me. What's good? Lay down the law, Tony Fine. Absolutely. She's cooking.
Let him cook.
She's sizzling.
Let him cook.
Just tuning in. Yeah, man, that rapper had no business jumping his big ass off the stage like that. Wicked Scorpion, I'm not reading that. No profile photo is crazy. And the no profile photos be the ones talking the most shit. They trying to tell me how to lose weight, what type of content I should post. Why am I listening to you?
We do not care.
You need her on the show, period. We working on it, man. 4K calories a day. Those are athlete numbers. Yeah, there's no need. If you're not working out like an athlete, there's no need to be eating 4K calories unless you want a serious bulk. Yeah, Tony's a savage. She gorgeous, too, and I love her teeth. You about to get Shanae on the podcast? Yo. You're, bro. She
Strike three, you're out.
She do not look like Shanae, bro.
Let him cook.
I was the one that sent that. Well, you dissing that, Jill, but you know, sometimes, like, y'all might send me something, but 20 motherfuckers send me that, you know? But you were probably the first one to send me that. Speaking of religion, have you noticed that there are more out-of-shape Christians versus any other religion? When was the last time you seen an out-of-shape Muslim or an out-of-shape Buddhist? Facts. Asian culture overweight is taboo. Yep. In Asian culture, there aren't any fat ass Asians. All of the big back women at the churches eat like Flintstones, Brontosaurus burgers, and doo-doo eggs.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
It's Burger King.
Doo-doo eggs is crazy. What happened to Ava Bracy? Who Ava Bracy? I don't know who that is off the top of my head. No woman should be eating 4K calories. What is she, a sumo wrestler? Yes.
It gotta eat.
I remember I was eating 3,000 calories a day, but I was still losing weight because my TDEE was a lot higher than normal due to my overweight, my overnight physically active job at the time. What is that? Total daily expenditure? Oh, no, I meant I was one of the few. I'm sorry. Now, you good, Jill? You good? Sam Cassell was speaking facts. That's a reach. That's a reach.
Strike three, you're up.
Sam Cassell. She do not look like no damn Sam Cassell, bruh. That's crazy, bruh. Asian people are naturally small and skinny. That's an American thing, not international. There are Asians who in their 90s that are in better shape than young Americans. Yep. Yeah, total daily expenditure. All right, man. Hey, listen, let's keep it going, man. Hey. Now, I know y'all know, it depends on y'all age. A lot of y'all are older than me, so y'all probably know who this guy is. Energy expenditure, that's what I thought. Y'all know, shout out to Joe Button, man. Pump it up. Shout out Joe Button, man. Shout out to Joe Button, man. He recently put up a video. I'm going to put the video up. He decided to go out and hoop.
Nope.
And listen, you see the title. This is what happens when you're out of shape.
Nope.
You go out and look like this.
Nope.
Not only can the ninja not hoop.
Nope.
He looked 9 months pregnant. Not only can the ninja not hoop, he cannot move. So let's check out Joe Budden hooping and let me know if I need to respond to this on Instagram and TikTok. First of all, Joe Budden, I ain't know Joe Budden had a gut like that. What the hell is that gut? Joe Budden? When that get there? Anyway, let's keep it going. Oh, no. Ooh.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Hey, Joe, what the hell are you doing, bro? Joe Budden need a personal trainer right now. Get me in contact with his people. Oh, nah.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Joe Budden, what the hell is you doing? Hold on, let's take the video down for a second. Joe Budden, you about to get hurt all of a sudden. What the hell is going on? You need to pump the brakes. You talking about pump it up? You need to pump the brakes. You need to pump that gym membership. You need to get off the podcast before you end up in a cast. Bars. What the hell is going on, Joe Budden? You tripping. Joe Budden has lost his mind. Hey, fellas, listen, you can't have all these years sitting on the podcast talking shit. You ain't been in the gym and think you could get on the basketball court.
Nope.
And think something about to happen. Fellas, y'all got to cut it out, man. And Joe Budden looked like he been.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Just on the podcast, talking shit, ordering good food. He on the podcast, talking shit to Melissa Ford, but he built like a Honda Accord. What's my man's name? He talking shit to Queens Flip, but on the basketball court, about to fall down and flip. What's the other guy's name? The other dude that be on there bitching. What's the light-skinned cuz name? I'm about to come up with a bar for that. But anyway, Joe Budden got to get it together. This is terrible. Yeah. Hey, fellas. Them how the fellas hoop that be in my comments.
Nope.
Talking shit. Talking about, well, he got more money than you. That's cool. That money ain't going to do nothing in that cast on the podcast. When you see Joe Budden on the podcast and the cast, you know he got on the basketball court and bust his ass. Pause. He's tripping. What the hell is going on with Joe Budden? He lost his mind. Where we at in these comments, man? I remember that song. That's the only hit, C. Marty. That's facts. That matter of fact, that's the only song I know by Joe Budden. He too busy trying to hoop. His back pregnant for sure.
My back pregnant.
His back definitely pregnant. That was terrible. Joe Budden, pot belly ass. Oh, I got you.
Belly deli?
Look like a short, fat Drew Gooden. He did like Drew Gooden. Anyone ever heard of Donnie Yen? He in his 60s and still in shape. Drake probably watched that giggling, kicking his feet up. Hey, yo, chill on Drake. Dirty white tee, never do Joe any favors. He got the I'm getting money though body. The getting money belly.
Belly deli?
Your athletic days are over with fat boy.
Belly deli?
Ray Felton, pump it up, belly head ass. He built like Raymond Felton. He built like 2025 Raymond Felton. Joe ain't never played any sports in his life.
Nope.
That podcast has him that way. Your podcast about to have him in a cast and bust his ass. Jock jams via 1996. when you don't do leg day. He ain't did it. I don't think he ever did a leg day. I don't think he ever did a leg day. Wasn't his shorty cheating on him?
Nope.
Because he ain't do leg day? Never mind. Let me stop. It's a fitness podcast. He needs to bleach that white underwear and hit the gym. Yeah, white tee and white underwear. Hold up. And white shorts. Man, that could have been ugly, man. Hit the like button. Thank you, Jenny. As a representative of the Council of Joes, we disavow any involvement with that ninja. In short, we don't know that guy. Basically, Joe just said,
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you something.
We don't care.
I feel you, Joe. Nothing pisses me off more than seeing a fat man. How are you fat when you have the muscle building hormone?
Let him cook.
All facts, Faye. Joe Budden, more like Joe Sudden Fall. What happened to Joe Budden all of a sudden? That's definitely going to be in the post on Instagram. Light-skinned Spice Adams looking ass. The Shy said, I second that. His gut dribbling right along with that basketball.
Belly Deli?
Joe Budden looked like Uncle Phil.
Belly Deli?
Joe Butters. Hey, Joe Butters. Joe Budden and High Calorie Rapper are a new tag team called the Out of Shapes. Joe Budden, about to cross you up, Marty. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
If your back is pregnant on the b-ball court wearing dingy whites, do not watch the podcast. He a one-hit wonder. Facts. Joe was getting the wrong triples and doubles.
It's Burger King.
He was getting a triple stack from Burger King.
It's Burger King.
Triple stack of the barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
If you 47 without, if you order, I don't know what you, what is that? UO? I don't know what you were trying to say. If you a 47-year-old rapper who falls down while shirtless, don't watch the podcast. Absolutely not. He started the N1 crossover, then turned into Uncle Drew. Let me watch this joint one more time. Yeah. Get him. Oh, hell no. Nah. Oh, brother. Oh, brother.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
Yeah, tell Joe Buttons to sit down and tell Joe Buttons if he needs the trainer, he can holler at me. Let's keep this podcast going. Ninja, that was terrible. And we got some more ninjas.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We had this guy, his video on the podcast last week, and he said, I got man boobs and I'm a fat ninja. So he has more to say. Let's check it out. If you play against No Hit Wonder and lose, don't watch the podcast. What's up, Nikki? Oh, man. Let's check out this ninja, man. Oh, but brother.
So sick of this, like, gym era we living in, nigga. Everybody talking about, oh, go to the gym. Go to the gym. Motherfucker, if you feel fat, go to the fucking gym, nigga.
Okay.
That
okay.
Don't have to apply to everybody, motherfucker.
Oh, you know when they say it don't have to apply to everybody, you know he's not in the gym. You know he does not have a gym membership.
Nope.
Stop trying to make everybody go to the gym. Some of us just want to eat snacks and cookies and shit.
Oh, we know you want to eat snacks. That's why the video is from the neck up. We know you want to eat snacks with your big back.
Big back activity.
Talking about, oh, go to the gym. You should go to the gym.
Hold on, Joe. Hold on, Joe. I got you. Hold on, Joe. Wait. Just be patient. Be patient, Joe. I got you.
Bro, I promise you, if you go to the gym, it's going to change your life. No, it's not. No, it's not. You act like bitches going to come running up to me like, oh, my God, oh. No, it's not going to happen.
What ain't going to come running up to you with that belly?
Belly, belly?
Because first of all, bitches don't even like cop diesel motherfuckers anyway. And they don't like OD fat motherfuckers. They like skinny niggas. They like skinny ass niggas. They won't tell you that though, with a long ass dick. Am I lying, ladies? No. Most of y'all with a gun. So all that gym shit, keep that shit to yourself, bro. If you feel like you need to go to the gym, you want to get your muscles up, you do that, my nigga. Alright, stop trying to put that shit on everybody.
I gotta start the video over again. My camera acting up, man.
Man, I'm so sick of this, like, gym era we living in, nigga. Everybody talking about, oh, go to the gym. Go to the gym. Motherfucker, if you feel fat, go to the fucking gym, nigga. That don't have to apply to everybody, motherfucker. Stop trying to make everybody go to the gym. Some of us just want to eat snacks and cookies and shit. Talking about, oh, go to the gym. You should go to the gym. Bro, what problem?
I got you.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Man, shut your ass up. What the hell is this ninja talking about?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Who is this, bruh? This the reason why testosterone is at an all-time low. What the hell, fellas? Oh, like real shit, fellas. Why y'all want to be built badly so bad? What is the obsession with that? Y'all sitting here acting like I can see if being built bad got you more women or something. If it put more money in your pocket. If it made you feel better about yourself, but clearly y'all feel some type of insecurity around gym ninjas.
Nope.
Because y'all keep trying to put us down.
Nope.
Listen, y'all, look, we leave y'all alone. Y'all do y'all thing, but y'all always feel some type of way, and y'all always got to bring up guns.
Nope.
What are you talking about, bro? One more time.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Who, bro, this guy right here, He's earned a spot on the podcast. He might be on here every week if he keeps it up. he might be here for a while. Oh boy, this the guy that said he would slap someone with his D and his weapon. What a bozo. Yes. Oh Lord, this ninja again. It's gonna apply to me. You know the big back when the video is neck up.
Yep. Big back activity.
This could have been an email. Yeah, it's going to change your life, fat boy. Hey, yo.
No diddy, you know?
If you go to the gym, it's going to change your life. No, it's not. No, it's not. Nope. You act like bitches going to come running up to me like, oh, my God, oh. No, it's not going to happen. Because first of all, bitches don't even like cop these motherfuckers anyway. And they don't like OD fat motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. They like skinny niggas.
You don't fit in none of them categories. Let me take him back off. I bet he a stepdad and fight like them Planet Fitness dudes. Yep. Who hurt him? A nerve was struck. He's speaking facts, though. No pressure. Fred X. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're up.
Sounds like a dusty ninja. Rise and rise. What's good, my guy? He has a fast food membership, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Popeyes, and you know he got all the apps.
Lord, how'd you get from Popeyes?
He got this app.
It's Wendy's.
He got this app.
It's Burger King.
He got cookout app.
It's barbecue in there.
He got this app.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
He got membership at all of them. I just know he working with at least a B cup size chest. Yeah, Jenny.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Jacinta Palmer. He mad because his girl left him for a gym dude. More than likely.
Dom DeMarco.
Lay off them chicken wings. He definitely on them chicken wings. You know it.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
Ninja's getting heated over some shit no one's forcing you to do. Exactly. If you don't want to go to the gym so bad, stay in the crib. Stay in the bed and eat your snacks. So all that sugar and fat can go to your back.
Big back activity.
Ninja sound like them Landwell Karens complaining about society health standards. Dude just got straight diddy at the end of this rant. He did. Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes looking ass.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
He match entity with his girl and go 50-50. Why is he so angry? Pause.
First of all, pause.
Yo, that's passive. That's passive. Pause.
Fellas, we got to do better. All of my guys stay in the gym. Absolutely. Probably won't change your life, estrogen, having no testosterone, didn't you? Fred X said, yo. If you want to eat snacks, but don't turn your nose up when you see someone with it. If you want to eat snacks, fine. But don't turn your nose up when you see someone with their results of hard work and dedication they obtained in the gym. If you have low male hormones and want to accept you as you are because you are too lazy and mental to work out, don't. Mr. Only show yourself from the neck up. Exactly. Neck popping, low testosterone victim ass ninja. He's the type of ninja that would slide into a BBW's DM on IG. his girl is at the gym as he made the video and the trainer's face. Asking C. Marty Fit if she could get a Less Brunches, More Crunches shirt. Asking Tune what the sweat check mean. Asking Rise and Rise if she could hop in a workout session and get some sea moss. Rise in the building. Good episode tonight, homie. Why he say cock diesel so hard? That was definitely a little weird.
No diddy, you know?
Tell Deathstroke quit crying in that video. Doug Palmer, you're arrested. Calling out other trainers incorrectly. Deathstroke ass ninja, you're out of here too. Lay off the mind-altering Popeyes. I'm telling you. Someone just told me today that my therapy is the gym is ridiculous. What would you gents do? I just had to smile. Someone told me today that my therapy in the gym is ridiculous. Oh, yeah. They just uninformed. That's all. That one, they don't know the signs. And two, they haven't lived it. So you can't even listen to people like that. His beard ain't finished downloading. It didn't. Get that sea moss and get in the gym, then he might get more action from the ladies. Hey, we gotta get him out of here one more time, man. Just one time.
So sick of this like gym era we living in, nigga. Everybody talking about, go to the gym. To the gym. Motherfucker, if you feel fat, go to the fucking gym.
Okay.
Nigga.
Okay.
That don't have to apply to everybody, motherfucker. Stop trying to make everybody go to the gym. Some of us just want to eat snacks and cookies.
And on that note.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's keep this episode going. Make sure y'all hit the like button. We don't have time for that shit. Get his ass out of here. Get his fat ass out of here. Whole lot of folks want to lower the bar of society so they can qualify for things. They don't. Yep. The gym is my therapy. People are crazy. Definitely. Definitely low testosterone energy. That boy zesty and salty about gym ninjas. He mad because he soft.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
Dude's a straight weak ninja. Yep. All right, man. Let's keep it going. What we got next? Oh, fellas. We got more fellas.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
If he ends up in prison, he going to get treated like a snack, no diddy. Yeah, you're out of here, buddy. That one was crazy.
No diddy, you know?
That was definitely crazy.
No diddy, you know?
Strike three, you're out.
Brown Baldy's out of here. Working out is a great stress relief for me, absolutely. Just a nice visual of a bitter big bag male who reeks of chunk funk. Is he part of the DEI community? Mark Carter, you're out of here, buddy. Yeah, DEI, they discriminate against fat folks, too. Fat folks can't get no jobs. It's like, let me stop. Let me chill. That's a sensitive topic. Let me stop. Oh, man. All right. We got this guy says skinny men and BBW women belong together. Sound like a simp to me, but let's check it out. Who calling ninjas snack? Well, that's crazy. Let's check it out, man. Where's this thing? Here it is.
Men and big women, people always ask why that's a thing. And I say the answer's all around you. Like, who doesn't want their hot dog between two soft breads?
What?
No diddy, you know?
What? What do you... Hey, listen, man. Never mind.
Who doesn't want their thin beef between two big buns?
No diddy, you know?
Okay. Who doesn't want their toothpick surrounded by cotton candy? What I'm trying to say here is...
And you know the big girls in the comments going crazy on this one.
It's just a matter of physics. You understand? You know, just like petite women want big men, you know? They want the man to apply pressure.
I've never heard any petite women, fit petite women, say they want big men.
Physically and mentally. Primarily physically. And I know some people are going to ask the question, why don't big women go with big men? And I just think that's the problem is it's two wrongs don't make a right. That is too much pressure, and too much pressure can burst the pipe. Okay. I'm sorry, that was not where I was supposed to go. But
what?
You get the point. It's a matter of just comfort, you know? When we say, I'm about to dive in, you know who can dive in? Men who are skinny and fit enough to dive in. Too big, you're going to get clogged.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Black man, what are we doing?
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
These are same women who complain about black women being obese. Look at the content y'all putting out. It's a wrap. We are cooked. The community is cooked.
I'm not going to say what race, what people, you know, black people.
No. Like, we're real live cooked. We're done. We're done. Oh, man. Oh, brother, more simping ninjas.
Oh, brother. I need a simp button. This guy stinks.
I need to find a simp button. Somebody send me a potential simp button. We got to figure something out. All I know is if a BBW gets on top of a skinny dude, bro, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here, bro. Raspy voice Panda Bear. He thinks because he has a beard and talking all soft and shit, he thinks spitting facts. He's spitting bullshit.
Bullshit?
Facts. Certified cornball, absolutely. Yeah, he is a broke simp. Otherwise, he wouldn't say that if he could get the woman he really wanted. He's settling. There's a difference. Okay, Jenny. Jenny, with the talking points, white men don't. Marty, you going to jail for putting this up? Well, I guess so. I'm out of here. Bye-bye. Tell Deathstroke, brother, he got to chill about that hot dog comment. I bet Deathstroke watched the show. He mad as hell. That's why I don't fuck with C. Marty, man.
Nope.
It's all jokes, man. It is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. I'm so happy more women are attuned to these fake Derek Jackson ass ninjas trying to pander to them. He all the way out of pocket. All the way, bro. Hey, Rise and Rise, you got to get... Hey, hit me, bro. We got to get you back on the show, bro. Petite women don't want big men. All women want fit men. The fuck this ninja on? He's talking weird as fuck. What a clown. Absolutely a clown. He got his mama kitchen in the background. He better go do them dishes before his mama get home. Horny and corny, a bad combination. What up, Chan? I'm getting Diddy vibes from this ninja.
No Diddy, you know?
How he talking for men and his boyfriend cooking in the background, he not talking for us. That's crazy, dog. Pandering panda as ninja. Not going to lie, a lot of petite women I see with big guys more than I see big women with big men. Yeah, I mean, that's, I'll give you that. They probably date them more than big, I see big women with big men too. I don't know. I got to start paying attention to this. I'm going to do a survey. Oh, brother, a pothead zesty simp. Sheesh. That's a combination right there. What the heck was he rambling about? He holds the rails on the treadmill and cash at BW's lunch money without smashing. Yeah, babe, I'd send you more than $30 for lunch. You know, $30 ain't shit. What you want, $50 for lunch? Ass ninja. Gent, seriously. Yeah, seriously. His name is Kung Fu Panda. Hey, that's a bar. That's a bar. PM Dawn looking ass. Are you in tune the anomaly? I felt like these are the thoughts of most black men. Uh-oh, Jenny. They going to get you up out of here.
I'm not going to say what race.
They're going to get you up out of here. Don't be talking about us like that. I don't think it's most black men, but I think it's a high percentage. But it's, I don't know if it's most of us, though. I'm not going to sit here and listen to a ninja whisper about choosing on big joints. Crazy. So is it possible for big buns to come with the slimmer waist?
Nope.
Because they say grown women got a little belly. I got you, bro. I'm going to hit you after. Yeah, hit me after the stream. Drinking simp juice in that mug. Oh, there go my camera again. Some women do have chubby chaser fetishes, too. Some women like dudes built like a strong man. Fat men are very limited in the bedroom, but skinny guys' pieces. Whoa, 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 whoa. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
I know my camera's out. I'm going to put the next video on. Black women.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I'm going to let y'all watch this while I get the camera ready, bruh.
Vanilla wafers. Celery. Oreos. Kiwis. Brussels sprouts. Gummy bears. Potato chips. Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, no.
And that's it.
I thought they said black women can't lose weight.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Vanilla wafers. Celery. Oreos. Kiwis. Brussels sprouts.
Oh, nah.
Gummy bears.
I thought,
Potato chips. Girl Scout cookies.
Hold up, man.
And that's it. Oh,
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
I thought black women can't lose weight because of racism.
Phobia is rooted in racism.
I thought the diet don't work to be the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
I thought white people was the reason y'all fat.
I'm gonna prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
That's what I thought. But yo, shorty going hard as hell for them snacks. And she know exactly where each one of them snacks are. And that's why her back look like that.
Big back activity.
Big back facts.
Big back activity.
Big back snacks.
Big back activity.
That big back is whack.
Big back activity.
Her nickname, Big Back Jack.
Big back activity.
Because that shit right there is ridiculous, man. And they laughing at it. They think it's funny. People think it is funny. Hey, yo, bro, y'all are funny as shit, bro. I left the damn, I left the camera for 2 seconds. Y'all in the comments, wildin'. Yo. Some women do have, I think I read that. Some women like dudes built like a strong man. Fat, oh, damn, Mona. Fat men very limited in the bedroom, but skinny guys pieces. Oh, I saw the one I read. If a black man is in shape, he'll want someone in shape. Facts. Yeah, Mona Wild. That woman is built like a big ass white bag full of leaves. She built like dirty laundry.
Nope.
She built like balled up homework. Not one of these fat skits again. What in the entire hell? Should we even be surprised? I'm surprised the table held on. You know, black people.
You know, black people.
No, no.
If her body's really built like that, shame on the dusty dudes who are desperate enough to hit that. You know, them tight, them women ain't never virgins. Somebody hitting it. That's all that matters. Is that her real belly or did she stuff her shirt? Look like she stuffed it with clothes. Let's see.
Vanilla wafers. Celery.
I think she might have stuffed it with clothes, but the thing is, man, even when it skits, this shit stems from real life. Women out here eating too many damn snacks. Marty got buffalo wings, enchiladas, and two BBWs behind the camera. You're for sure out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Then you say, I'm going to the camera to fix the camera.
Big back activity.
Yeah, eating some big back food. Big girl bowls. Chick on the right, fiending for the junk food like a crackhead looking for his or her next hit. Big girl built like a cloud. Then she built like a teardrop and moving that fast for the snacks. Blame it all on the Jenny community. It's definitely Jenny's fault. White people fault. moving like she at the NFL combine. It got to eat. It definitely got to eat.
It got to eat.
The diet didn't work for the big back and the dumpy white teeth. I'm hoping my wife support me like that table supported her. She got a lot of support, back ass. Shit ain't going to be funny if she would have broken that table and ended up in the hospital. I'm telling you. I think this might be a skit of a mom on TikTok that has her 16-year-old daughter making feeder content. The lady is maybe Latina or white. Well, either way, shit is ridiculous. That was a before and after image fighting. Facts. Her wig almost flew off and her leg almost went out.
My leg went out.
If you notice, ninjas with money always get in shape joints. Name a famous black athlete that got him a big joint, tell you everything you know. Uh-oh. But they swear they all get athletes, though. All her ass went to her belly. Spider mode, them big girls behind the camera saying, go, Marty, go. Doug Farm, I know your D1 football ass ain't talking, ninja. We know how you used to do. It's like, now let me stop, bruh. See? Y'all, stop messing with me, bruh. We could do this. I could talk shit. That's the fastest she moved since high school. That Friday podcast table wouldn't stand a chance. Hey, Spider-Man, you peeped the table, bro. Oh, my God, bro. You funny as shit. Oh, that big black woman moves like fish in koi pond over feeder time. Hey, yo, man. Let's keep it going. I'm killing y'all today, man. Not the D1 days. Got my wife crying over here. You know y'all D1 football ninjas, which y'all was doing back in the day. Shit. Hey, man, we got this ninja here.
My back pregnant.
We got him again, man. He's reacting to some food. If Toon was here like a Friday, he would have a laugh attack. No, facts. Toon would have been cracking up. We got the my back pregnant guy reacting to some churro waffles.
Breakfast churro waffles? Are you brother. Kidding me? A little more of that churro batter. Oh. Oh, Lord. Put it in the oil. Yes.
Bacon has its own oil.
Glory.
This is ridiculous.
And you didn't make me a plate, baby girl. You know what?
This is ridiculous.
Oh, Jesus.
The give excitement is 50. Crazy. Oh, brother. Oh, come on, man. Come on, y'all.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
The excitement for that food is absolutely insane.
All-in-one breakfast churro waffles. Breakfast churro waffles? Are?
Yeah, he's...
No diddy, you know?
Are you kidding me?
For sure. A little more of that
churro batter. Oh.
Yeah, you got to chill,
Lord.
Bro.
Oh, Lord. Put it in the oil. Yes, glory. You didn't make me a plate, baby girl. You know what?
Yeah, we're cooked. Black man cooked.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, black men are cooked.
Give me 50.
Yeah, black men are cooked.
I'm not
man.
Gonna say what race, what people.
You listen, man. Listen, I don't hate nobody, man. But you just gotta realize the black men. It's a zesty movement going on. It's just a zesty movement going on. It is what it is. It's just a zesty movement. This. Everybody's zesty now, except for ninjas on this podcast. Oh man, he got a little too excited about his food. Facts.
First of all,
excited.
That's past course.
My arteries clogged looking at that. Facts. He sound like he having an orgasm. That's crazy. 4,000 calories a day is the average, and you see why. This reminds me of the video you posted of someone deep frying the Hot Pockets. That was crazy. That was crazy. You know, black people.
You know, black people.
No.
I believe it. You got a new sound. Put it in the oil. I got you. That's a lot of grease. If you go into Big Back, give me something better. That shit looked like a waffle. He too hype for it. That's what I'm saying. He sounded like he watched a touchdown. Heard you D1 football players was tackling the Buffalo Bills back in the day. They was. Lexology 101. What's going on with you? Dropping bars. We eat to live. We don't live to eat. Absolutely. Tell Jenny to stop posting that nasty ass waffle on the internet. That's crazy. Too many zesty pronouns out here nowadays. Yep. He is the big back male version of Meg Ryan's deli scene from When Harry Meets Sally. Hey, yo, that's crazy. Hey, man. Killing y'all on this episode. We got one more thing, man. We got one more thing, man. Since I said it's a zesty movement, we're going to look at the zesty movement. One second. We're going to look at the zesty movement. Oh, can y'all see that? Yeah, y'all can see it. Let's look at the zesty movement, man. Let's look at the zesty movement.
Hold on, Devin. Hold on, Devin, go.
This is a grown man. This is a... how do men even get built like this, bro? How do men even get built like this, bro?
Nope.
Yeah, we're cooked, man.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
So we're going to slide the camera off him a little bit. I just wanted to show you all the comments. Y'all know how sometimes they have a button that says view less of this. Well, this person's on board. Happy birthday. That takes confidence. The rude people commented wouldn't even do it. See, y'all glorify this big back shit. The fact that he can move so fast is incredible.
Nope.
Black people.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
That's y'all. That's y'all black people, man. That's y'all black people. I don't know, but come on, Devin. If I was there, I would have been your hype man. Never stop being you and happy birthday. That's black women.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Your black women be quick to call a ninja zesty, but hype up the actual zesty fat ninjas. Y'all be quick to say a ninja's out of shape, but be hyping up the fat ninjas. Well, fat zesty ninjas. I don't hype up no fat straight ninjas. All the practicing to learn that dance, and he didn't lose no weight. Bars.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco, DeMarco.
We have to pray and speak truth to save people and not be worldly. I could say a prayer, but I don't think that's going to help. Lord, we ask that you help this man get back to the gym. Find him a gym membership. Find him a trainer. Find him a meal prep service. Find him a treadmill. Because this type of cardio is not working for this ninja. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, because that ain't working. Okay, I'm not reading that comment. No, this is a black woman. He looks squishy. I want to squeeze him. His father must be embarrassed. Hey, yo. I love it. He can dance. Very cute guy. Black women.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Yeah, we're cooked, man. We're cooked. Sad. Doing all that need to be on somebody's football team. I agree. He got some moves for the size person that he is. He need to keep that every day and get on a good diet. That weight will come off fast for the energy he has. Yeah, we're cooked, man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
You know, black people...
No!
We're cooked. I mean, it's a wrap, bro. Like we're really cooked. It's over. It is over. Where are we at in the comments? I heard Spider-Man used to climb the Mount Everest big back in the day. That's crazy. And no grown man should be moving like that, period.
Dom DeMarco.
Yo, what the fuck is this? If you look like anybody on this video, don't watch the podcast. That's not a woman.
Nope.
Is that a gender neutral VVW? Yes. What in Atlanta is going on? Hey, who live in Atlanta, bro? Don't just be living in Atlanta. Who else in Atlanta on the podcast, man? Only if I was off the hint. Hey, yo, y'all wild, bruh. Them jeans are screaming enough with the bullshit. Pretty sure the pronouns are off. Diddy would love that fat boy. This ninja built like Big Mama's house. down to Monco. This nigga built like he sound like this.
You go fry some chicken. You go.
This nigga built like he wrote this.
I got beans, greens.
He
potatoes,
wrote. He made this song.
Tomatoes, lamb, rams,
he wrote this song.
Hogs, dogs,
he
chicken,
said this.
Turkeys, rabbits.
You name.
That's him singing. Notice how nobody really reacting. They really don't know what to say. Because you're going to get canceled if you say the wrong thing. Those women are laughing at him, not with him. It's a mixture of both. I think it's a mixture of both. His pronouns are confused. His shape is confused. His weight is confused. The ninja is confused. Facts.
What?
No way that's a man, dude. Man, testosterone so low. Dudes are starting to look like women. Might have gotten surgery or something. This is confusion, I tell you. Hope they keep the same dance routine when the doctor comes back with the BMI results.
I can't unbake my back.
They're going to be saying that.
I can't unbake my back.
Is his balls in the front or the back? Just Mona, you're out of here. That's unacceptable. We're not playing that game,
break
Mona.
Break 3, you're out.
I think I mentioned a lot of fat people like to tell jokes about themselves and do goofy stuff for attention. Prime example. He's the church choir director. He is. Yes, that's a dude, Machete. He built like a turkey on steroids. You know that whole restaurant smell funky as fuck with all that chunk funk and musty ass. Hey, yo, pause. No diddy,
you know?
I know it's stinking there. It smell like ass and musk in there. Elon Musk. Tell him Alabama State recruit. He definitely got a spot at Alabama State. Mr. Auntie Big Back Body would be a good candidate for 600-pound life. Ask how many women in that comment section would date him. You know it's zero. You know none of them would date him. You tell them the truth, they call you zesty, but they support this bullshit.
Bullshit?
Man. That zesty ninja doing dance routine from Zumba class. My community needs to be cooked next episode, Chris. It depends what I find. Sometimes I see a lot of white people. Sometimes I see a lot of black people. Sometimes I see Hispanics. It just depends what I find. Y'all got to send me some white folks. Mark Rose and ATL, y'all took a L.
No diddy, you know.
Mark Rose, stay away from them brunches if they have that in ATL.
No diddy, you know.
I bet he would be a shoo-in for having a home decorating show on HGTV. Oh, yeah, he'd get the role. Genuine said, is there any more room in those jeans?
Strike 3, you're
up. That's crazy. He probably a security guard. I doubt it. Where he guarding? Never mind. I was about to say something crazy. I can't say that. I just say, fuck it. We here. Hey, I just know, before I say this joke, I love everybody. All right? I don't hate anyone. It's jokes. I joke on everybody. It's about he a security guard. Who he do security for? He do security at Pride Month. Oh, well, cancel me. That shit funny. No grown man should be built like that. He guarding a whole buffet. Yeah, that's the only thing he doing security for. Them the only two things he doing security for. That's it. He ain't guarding shit else. All right? Hey, fire episode today, man. Fire episode, man. Make sure I hit the like button, man. He has the same back end of the security guard of the football game you posted. He's definitely built like that. Yes. Hey, man, appreciate y'all watching, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Security at the hibachi spot. Security at...
It's Wendy's.
Security at...
It's Burger King.
Security at all the cookouts.
It's barbecue in there.
No grown man should be dancing like Beyonce. His back pregnant.
My back pregnant.
Pause. Hey, yo. Hey, man, appreciate y'all watching, man. That episode was fire, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Go ahead, follow my social media, man. C Marty Fit on Instagram. C Marty Fit on TikTok. C Marty Fit on X. C Marty Fit on YouTube. Subscribe to the page. Share the page with a friend. This is the best fitness podcast out. And listen, man, we're going to be live again on Friday, 10 o'clock Eastern PM. And listen, man, if you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. Come on, bring the comments in, y'all, so we get out of here. If you twerk and you're a man, don't watch the podcast. If you hate on ninjas in the gym, don't watch the podcast. If you hoop like Joe Buttons, don't watch the podcast. Hit the damn like button. Absolutely, man. If you a BBW simp, ninjas talking about hot dogs need to go between the buns, don't watch the podcast. If you a grown man Glizzy gang member twerking, don't watch the podcast. If you are a gender neutral big back dancing the Zumba routines looking like Aunt Bertha, don't watch the podcast. All facts. And listen, you know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. What we got? If you fat and gay all your life, don't watch the podcast.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
If you walk in rooms belly first, don't watch the podcast. All right, man. Listen, check out my social media. I've put some good posts up. They going crazy on Instagram. Catch y'all on Friday. Your boy got to get some sleep. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Hit the like button. Another time, can you share your closeout track? It's so good. Yes, I will. And I'm going to catch y'all on Friday. Appreciate y'all. We out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.